You're listening to The Big Show with George Russick and Matty Rose on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Welcome back to The Big Show. I'm Patrick Dumas. GVP in the other room. Got Simon. Got Maddie. Got Julian. Got Brent. And the honoree of the hour.
Oh, hey.
George Russick. Welcome back to The Big Show. Presented by Mortgages to Go, always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit mortgagestogo.ca. It is the roast of George Russick. For our listeners, George, why are we roasting you today?
Well, Patrick, we have an NFL pick segment that we do for the entire football season, yes, including the Super Bowl. And we determined way back when in September that we got to have a bet between the three of us. And the person who finishes in third place gets roasted on the show. Today is that day. Although I finished in third place.
You were over 500.
My record was better than 500. It's not like I was putrid. I wasn't as dominant as that mustache-wearing Matt Rose.
You still lost the bet.
I still lost the bet. No, that's fine. And I'm actually glad that I'm the one getting roasted.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think we all are, yeah.
Yeah. So here we are.
Yes.
Today is the day.
We're here at the roast of George Russick. I would have had more prepared, but last night I was on hold with George's Broomball League. I was on hold for 3 hours. I guess there's a huge wait list. It's the perfect recreation for middle-aged dudes with little legs that can't skate.
I can skate, though, but anyway.
Julian, I don't know what your excuse is.
I'll tell you this. I actually run in that league like someone we know.
You know, George takes a lot of flack for his days off.
Yeah,
we all know that. It's kind of a running gag around here. But to be fair, the only people in Toronto that don't show up are their professional sports teams. Yeah, okay.
Not bad.
That's
not
a roast we can all enjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I hear Jonte Porter got his gambling advice from George Russick.
Take the under.
80 grand turned to a million?
Not bad. Not bad.
21K net profit?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
For us?
You know, George likes to, you know, he's kind of that throwback style. He likes to talk, you know, little, like, you know, stuff that maybe a lot of people today don't like to talk about. I think he gets a lot of his story ideas from the 2009 GQs that are in his bathroom.
Yes.
It's such a specific.
More like Maxims.
Maxims. Sorry. Maxims.
Yeah,
Maxims. Maxims.
GQ is too many men.
Yeah. It's true.
Are these pages sticky?
Yeah.
Come on now. It's part of my life.
Okay.
It's such a specific year, 2000.
Yeah.
You must have been going through something.
Yeah. Well, how was 2009 for you?
It was good.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't really remember.
It is a radio show. We got to get going. We got to get some times here. So we only have some certain time. Julian actually has a job to do here in a little bit. He's got to cover the lovely hockey team that plays in this city. Our first roaster, he likes to pronounce normal names in Quebecois accents. He is the writer for an outlet that took over the newspaper industry. He is Julian McKenzie.
Hey! Yeah!
I'm actually surprised you went soft on the newspaper part, because we did get bought by a newspaper.
Yeah, that's fair. New York Times does own you now. So.
Yes, that is very true. But I don't really do roasts, so I really appreciate it. It's kind of fun just to be part of this, considering how easy of a target you guys all are. Seriously.
It's true.
You got conspiracy theory George over here with all the different stupid stuff that he keeps
spewing. Tinfoil hat guy.
Tinfoil hat guy over here. You got Matty Rose, who's like discount Seth Rogen.
Mm-hmm. From which?
Seriously.
From which?
No, seriously. Down to the laugh, the stupid facial hair he's got going on, some of the extracurricular activities he's got.
I don't know what you're talking
brother,
about.
Brother, I just got to let you know, man, like, Pineapple Express 3 is not happening.
Whoa.
There was a second one.
Looking for my big brain.
I think they tried to do that. And I know, Patty, you ain't laughing too hard. You out here looking like Cletus from The Simpsons. Seriously.
Branding.
The only thing you're missing is that, like, massive family he's got and that twang in his ass. That's basically what you got here. But no, it's supposed to be about George. One thing I just have to say that really annoys me about you.
Oh, okay.
You keep telling people you're from Niagara Falls.
It's true.
Cut the crap, okay? No one's from Niagara Falls.
This man did a hit on Sportsnet 590 last night talking all Leafs.
Damn right.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, and he did that here. He didn't do that from the waterfall. Just do it for the waterfall. That's the only thing they have in Niagara Falls. They have the damn waterfall and a rundown casino old people like your mom go to.
Yep.
That's basically it. That's all we got going on over
My
there.
My mom catching a stray.
Seriously.
Dude, we're in a world now where like people bet on their phones. Like, grow up. No one goes to casinos no more.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Right. Seriously. Anyway. I do appreciate you as a broomball teammate, as has been established today. But seriously, hearing you spew off takes about sports, women, especially women, I get so annoyed of it. You know who I'd rather listen to? Your mom when I'm driving her to the casino.
Lillian thought you were lovely.
I think she's lovely too. Lovelier than you.
Okay.
Matty Rose, you look like a bully in a bad high school movie.
Oh, good.
Seriously. Every time I look at you, you got that look that's all like, you would look at people like me and be like, we don't like your kind around here. Seriously. Seriously. George, I know you're not laughing too hard. You 45.
It's true.
You 45 wearing a hat backwards.
Yep.
Ken Griffey Jr. is not going to be your friend, okay? Like, it's all good.
I love Ken Griffey Jr.
I love Ken Griffey Jr. too. Yeah. As soon as he would see you, he'd walk away. I don't really have any jokes for Brent, unfortunately. We've only really met, like one other time?
Yep.
The amount of times you play in the NHL, right?
No.
I don't want to hear another about how like you had so big career, you got to play in all these different cities. You played one more NHL game than all of us, okay? Okay, just want that established. GVP's laughing in the back there. Dude wanted to be a pitcher when he grew up, and then his elbow blew out, so he decided to go for the next lucrative opportunity, which is working in radio. What are you thinking, buddy? And here he has this diss track going on. Like, what, y'all got Eminem in the back? Well, actually, not even Eminem. No, you know what? Sorry. Eminem is way too strong of a compliment for...
Yeah.
He's barely even B-Rabbit. He's barely even B-Rabbit. Okay, I think I've spewed enough here. That's... Actually, no. Eric Francis, is he coming?
No, he's not. No,
he's not coming? No. Okay, well...
Might be listening.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah, right. Yeah. Anyway, no one who listens to this station likes him anyway. I'd be punching down. All right, that's going to do it for me, guys.
All right, Julian. Well done.
Thank you, Julian.
Well done.
He's got to go cover some sad boys talking later on.
Sad boys talking later. Well done.
Our second roaster is currently planning something right now. Did you know he was a former first round pick?
Yeah.
He may have bashed Rick DiPietro on draft day, but I bet he wishes he was cashing the $1.5 million checks every July 1st. Like that flame out. He's Brent Cron.
Hey!
And you have a little bit of a game for us here, Croner.
Yeah, you know how much I love games on this show. really took off when George started behind the mic. So, you know how my brain works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I put myself in George's size eights.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? We're going to play George Grilling.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm ready.
There we go.
The way the game works.
Yep.
I have two questions.
Okay.
This is right answer and wrong answer.
Okay.
GVP, when you hear a right answer, what do you hear? When there's a wrong answer, what do you hear?
Okay.
You get the game?
I'm ready.
Do you have any questions?
No, I'm excited.
Okay, good. Question number one.
Yeah.
Are you from Toronto or Niagara Falls?
Niagara Falls.
Who is your favorite team, the Leafs or Canadians?
Canadians.
Who protects the puck better, Kuzmenko or Jágr?
Kuzmenko.
Is it pronounced program or program?
Program.
Who was the best Serbian tennis player?
Oh, Novak Djokovic, come on.
No, incorrect.
Janko Tipsarevic.
Janko Tipsarevic? That was close.
Yeah. Tipsy, as we call him.
Yeah, they did call him Tipsy.
He also goes by the name Janks, right? I would have accepted that. Okay. How do you spell George?
G-E-O-R-G-E. Okay.
What is the best Serbian dish?
Čevape.
Oh, so close. Oh. Kara Dordeva Snitzel.
Okay. You ever heard of that one before?
Schnitzler. Sorry, Schnitzler.
Schnitzler.
Schnitzler? Yeah.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, all right, I'll give you that.
Nailed it, Brent.
Do you enjoy basketball?
Yeah. Okay.
How do you pronounce Zadorov?
Zadorov?
Are you a good putter?
No.
Is the world flat?
No, it's not flat.
No.
Do you play floor hockey or broom ball?
It's ball hockey. It's a broom ball. Settle down.
Are you taller than 5'8"?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Calgary Tower or CN Tower?
Calgary Tower.
Finally. Okay.
Final question.
Yes.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunset.
Well
yes.
Done. Well
yes.
Done. Well done. Since you're competing against yourself, there are no losers to this game. Thank you for playing, George Grilling.
Great job.
Great job, Brent
Cronner.
Great job. Great job.
Well organized. Wow,
you know what? This is going a lot better than I thought.
You thought it was going to be really hard and really cringy.
Yeah.
It's been like pretty cringy, but like,
yeah, but
we've had quite a few laughs, so like, it hasn't been the worst.
It's flowing well.
Yeah, there you go.
Our third roaster, he goes by GVP because he knows the listeners won't be able to pronounce his real name. Don't know why you got into this industry at such a young age. Go learn a trade. He's Garrett Vanderplug.
Thank you, Patrick. You want to talk cringe? We'll get really cringe right now. Our text reading robot Texty came to me after the show and said, "Hey, that Rustic guy, I'm full of his crap." And I was like, "All right, man, I got you here." So we collaborated on something, made a little diss track here. This is my opening song called Toronto George.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, can I suck on that bone?
Why do you keep saying that?
Oh, you left me some grizzle? Thank you, sir.
Hey, can you look at this person. Nice.
There's a thick, meaty buffet, extra meat. I just hate everybody on social media sometimes.
Yo, listen up. It's G to the V to the P. Stepping in the scene, gonna set the record free. Got a target on my mind. Yeah, George from the 6 calls himself the sheriff, but it's time to hit the bricks. Stupid little jokes. Yeah, that's your game. But when it comes to Flames talk, you're just a damn shame. Got a chip on your shoulder, and you're smaller than a dime.
Like, he would be taller than you for sure, George.
In the land of giants, you're barely worth my time. Call yourself the sheriff, but you're more like a deputy. In this city, you're a joke, a Steinberg wannabe.
Boom.
Big boy. George. Oh, George. Toronto's little man. This is Cowtown, baby, and you're a flash in the pan. Short in stature, shorter in rhymes. You call yourself the sheriff, but you're just doing time. So here's the deal, George. Listen up close. You're nothing in this game. Just a thorn in my rose. So pack your bags, George, and head for the door. This is Cowtown, baby. You're not welcome anymore. GVP's in the house, and I'm here to stay. Georgie's the victim, and I'm here to slay. George, oh George, Toronto's little man. This is Cowtown, baby, and you're a flash in the pan. Short in stature, shorter in rhymes. You call yourself the sheriff, but you're just doing time.
Do you have an app on your phone that's an iPhone calculator?
Yeah, 2 + 2 equals, you're a bitch. GVP on the beat, going off without a hitch. George, you think you're big with your chest puffed out wide, but you ain't sly. You take days off like your name's Kawhi. George, oh George, Toronto's little man. This is Cowtown, baby, and you're a flash in the pan. Short in stature, shorter in rhymes, you call yourself the sheriff. But you're just doing time.
Nice.
There we go.
Good.
Excellent.
Well done, well Texty. Done.
Yes.
Oh, Texty came to play.
Oh,
man,
Texty.
There was a little something pent up there.
Yeah, wow.
He apparently was not happy, but now he was being deployed.
Oh, great job.
Well, our final roaster of the day. He looks and sounds like a dollar store Seth Rogen. He knows deep down the Edmonton Oilers will win a Stanley Cup before the Calgary Flames make the playoffs again.
God.
He's Matt Rose.
Hey!
Oh, thank you. First of all, a big thank you to everybody who did come out today, understanding that the franchise found out that he actually had to come into studio and not do this from the hot tub, so it makes sense why he bailed. I'd hate for him to get into character, you know. Or George is going to get traded to Toronto in a week. You can mark it. And then all of a sudden I get excited. And then a week later, George is still showing up for work. So glad he didn't show up. First off, to Patrick Dumas, the Larry David of our show, the Squidward to my SpongeBob, just the most bitter man that we know around here, the Red Foreman to my kitty. I have nothing else poor to say about you. I love you. Thank GVP's you, here. This is an audio medium, so I don't know if our listeners know, but GVP is definitely the most in-shape member of our program.
Yeah.
How often do you go to the gym?
6 days a week.
What are you training for?
You know, that's a good question.
Because the hockey career is long gone, and I don't know if you know this, but you actually don't have to fight one of the border guards when you finally leave the country. Julian McKenzie is here, everybody.
Hey.
The last time I met somebody as French as you, his name was Chuck. He was from Three Hills. Sick accents, though. Love that. Brent Cron, the solution snake, the cobra. We all know him as a mover and a shaker of the people. He's out there. He's rubbing elbows, putting his head together with other people, trying to solve problems. Although it already does look like they sewed two heads together to make yours. I've started to convince myself you're one of those aliens from Men in Black, the ones that live inside the humans. Like after a long day, you got like a big metal panel on your back that just swings open and this little creepy crawly goes back into the fish tank and hangs out with his fish friends. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the man of the hour. One Georgie Russell.
Hey.
When you came here from Toronto,
yeah, okay.
I thought this is one of those textbook Ontario overall type of clowns, but maybe he will grow out of it. I have never been so wrong.
Yeah.
And it's important to point out I'm the one who promised everybody that Jonathan Huberdeau was going to be a point per game player this year.
It's true.
Yeah. I know I do like to make fun of George saying he's from Toronto, but of course he is from Niagara. Make sure you get that right, guys. Mm-hmm. It's a border crossing town.
Damn right.
It's home to the beautiful falls.
It's one of the wonders of the world.
Some might not know it's also home to Ripley's, believe it or not.
That's true. Yes,
believe it or not, nobody cares where you're from. Don't get short with me, because God forbid I put all your stuff on a medium-high counter and walk away. But before time does run out, I want to appreciate all the things that I know our boy Georgie does love, like hitting the under is Labertrution and Munchbox battle it out. Or when he pipes
a drive. Munchbox?
Yeah, wait, is that not a team in the Bundesliga?
I think it is. Yeah.
Did I get that wrong?
Yeah.
Might need to edit that one. Or maybe piping his drive down the middle of a green just to three putt. Love that.
That's true.
Ooh. Or maybe there's a female with a pulse, maybe showing a little bit of wrist or ankle skin. Listen, sometimes I think you're the worst thing to come here from Toronto since Gary Lehman, but for real. I know I can be grumpy if I don't get my sleep, and we certainly don't see the eye to eye on everything, but I do enjoy working with you,
and we
do put together a damn good show, and I do think you've done an excellent job filling that chair.
Wow.
Well done.
Even though you needed a booster seat.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow, yes.
Thank you, Maddie.
That was amazing.
I'm very impressed. I'm very impressed with everything. Do you have something?
No, I mean that was my
You're hosting.
That was I said my jokes at the start there.
I think you did really well. Do you want to take a break and come back with mine?
Yeah, we could do that because we got to get to 8:45. We got the golf show. Brandon Staswich from the managing director of digital content and communications of the PGA of Canada will join us for the golf show. And we got a lock of the day at 8:50. So yeah, let's hit the break and you can come back and roast us.
All right, let's do it.
Closing things down here on the big show, the main portion of the show coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll have Flames availability as they will be starting to talk to the media as it's locker cleanout day down at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Don't know who will be speaking first, but keep it locked here. We'll have players streaming in and out all afternoon. Keep it locked. Sportsnet Today with Logan and Peter Klein coming up at 10.
Yay.
Pat Steinberg comes along around 3 o'clock to host a little Sportsnet Today and then Flames talk. And then tonight, we got some Blue Jays on the airwaves. 7 o'clock pregame, 7:40 first pitch, Jays and Padres down in San Diego.
Welcome back. Big Show is brought to you by Mortgage2Go. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit mortgages2go.ca. We're back. It's been the roast of George Russick. Last segment, we got to roast you, Georgie. Now it's time for your rebuttal.
Yeah, great stuff. Check out the podcast if you missed it. Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon. Terrific stuff.
Can we cut out the part where Julian implied I was a racist? We can get rid of that part.
No, we're going to leave that one there.
Yeah, okay, we're going to leave that.
No, that's in there for
you. Excellent.
Again, I thought everything was great. That went a lot better than I anticipated. I went in with low expectations, and I was you guys really hit it out of the park. And thanks to our hoster, one Patrick Dumont.
Thank you.
I don't know if you knew this. Patrick is so smart that he once 3D printed a 3D printer. That's how smart Patrick Dumont is.
Zing.
That's what a guy Patrick Zing. Dumont is. Listen, Patrick is such a proud Manitoban that the mosquitoes there refuse to bite him just purely out of respect. That's what a great guy Patrick Dumont is.
Give him a high five.
Yeah, he absolutely is. And Patrick's beard, he's got a great beard. That's experienced way more than a lesser man's body. That's what a terrific guy Patrick Dumont is. I'm going a little different here.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hit you guys with so much compliments. And again, the solution snake himself, Brent Cron in studio. We appreciate you being our Flames analyst all season. Brent Cron has such a magnetic personality that he can't carry credit cards. But of course, but of course he does. He's got great credit.
Yeah. Obviously. Look at him.
Look at me.
Like,
look at
this jacket. Brent Cron is such a funny guy. He has inside jokes with complete strangers.
Nailed it.
Did you look that one up?
Listen, the only regret Brent Cron has about his hockey career is that he doesn't have any regrets.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Listen, Cron's stories from his professional hockey career are so interesting that Sharks have a week dedicated to him.
Cron
week. I got one more
Cron
for
week.
You, Cron. Listen, Cron was a big dressing room guy when he played professional hockey. Cron once gave a dressing room speech that was so compelling that both teams won.
Brett Kern?
Yeah.
Brett Kern.
Great stuff, Brent Cron. Our op is GVP. Did a terrific job with that rap, the diss track with the help of Texty McTexterson. Matty alluded to it earlier. GVP is so in shape that he once ran a marathon. He was on the way. GVP is. GVP is such a big and strong guy. I once saw him slam a revolving door shut. That's how big and strong GVP is. GVP is so jacked that the last time he flirted with Danger, Danger got a little clingy.
Very similar to Chuck Norris.
And GVP, you know, he's such a big and strong guy. He could disarm you with his hands or his looks.
Either way.
Either way. Julian's driving in. Julian McKenzie did a great job of roasting, implying that he's a racist there, too. It was a great job in the first segment.
Looked like one. Let's not that I'm actually.
Listen, Julian does such a great job. Listeners hang on his every word, even the prepositions, when he hosts Sportsnet Today from 1 to 3, right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. It's a great show. You should listen. Julian's 2 cents, he's such a smart guy, are worth around $29 and change. So smart Julian McKenzie is. Julian's already so respected in the Calgary sports community that if he patted you on the back, you'd probably put it on your resume. Still waiting for my pat, Julian. And Julian's written words, guys, a published author, you know, they carry more weight. So much weight that would break a lesser man's jaw. New York Times author, y'all. Yeah. Julian McKenzie. Unfortunately, Eric Francis is not here. I had stuff prepared for Eric Francis. I'm sure he's listening. Eric's life is so great. His fortune cookies just read congratulations. Way to live it. Way to win at life.
Yeah, nailed it.
Eric Francis. Eric's mom is so proud of him that she has a tattoo that reads son. Way to grow up in a loving home, Eric. But, you know, last but certainly not least, Matty Rose. Everyone loves Matty Rose in this city. He's the child of Calgary. as I call him. Matty Rose is such a good guy. Even his enemies list him on as their emergency contact. That's such a good guy, Matty Rose. Don't know if you knew this. Matty Rose was in Italy last summer.
Mm.
He went to Rome. So when he was there, they did as he did. Because that's Matty Rose in Rome.
I don't get that. I don't know what that means.
When in Rome.
Yeah, when in Rome.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And also, Maddie's done such a great job with every given opportunity at this radio station that when an opportunity knocks and Maddie's not home, it waits for him.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
Again, thanks for everybody for the roasts.
He wanted to compliment us.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. Nice. I wanted to do the opposite. I appreciate all of you, and I wanted just to say how much I care for all of you and how fun this year and a half has been in the city of Calgary.
It's been great.
It's been great, dude.
Thanks for being a good sport,
couple more wins along the way.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey,
that was a lot of fun. And Eric Francis caught a couple strays listening. Mm-hmm, my mom caught a stray. Julian caught some strays driving. Well, not really. They were
pretty direct.
But thanks. I think everything went well. I think we got to do that again down the road.
Julian text, I'm also sorry I implied Maddie as a racist.
he didn't catch a stray. You just got shot right in the face.
Yeah, no, that was excited for Stamps Camp.
Great job. Everybody, that was a lot of fun. Calgary Flame season's over. It's done. Dustin Wolf, 7-7-1. Kelly Rudy kept talking last night about how that's important. You think that's important to him?
I do. Yeah, 100% I do. Just for the fact that he came in and won games and he's 500. I mean, that's a big deal, right? You want to contribute and he's played well. I think for him going into next season, if he didn't have, I don't know if you'd call it success, but he didn't look out of place, right?
Do you think he looks at the 7-7-1, or do you think he looks at four wins to close out the season in his last four starts?
Yeah, you know, I think overall, he played one game last year at the end of the season.
Yeah,
right. This year, I mean, how many? He got 15 games in, right? Maybe a bit more, depending. I'm not 100% sure.
He had 15 starts.
Yeah, 15 starts, right? So I mean, that's progress, and to close out the season 100%, that's a little bit of momentum he can build on. I mean, obviously, he knows too. You're playing Anaheim, you're playing San Jose, you're playing, you know, teams that are kind of in the same boat. So he did things he can build off of. And, if you get smoked the last way out too, it can be a motivator too. But I think for him, it'll be good. I think it'll be really good to start the year.
What do you think that shutout would have meant to him last night?
I thought that would have been pretty cool. That would have been unbelievable, right? And for 8.9 seconds too, that's
tough. Describe what you were feeling when they kept showing his face.
Oh, I know. Don't show him. You know what I mean?
Like, is that what you were thinking?
Yeah, like, you know, I mean, obviously he can't see if he's on, he knows he's on TV. He doesn't know when the camera pans to him, but like everybody's wishing and hoping and got their fingers crossed. Cause that's a big deal. You can say, you mean, playing in the National Hockey League, one thing, cool. But, you know, you're starting to get a few more games and then you get that shutout and like, man, this is great. And then 8.9 seconds to get ripped top cheese. That's a tough one. I felt bad for him there. Cause you could see him too. He was like, it's too bad.
What did you think of that goal that went in on him? Because he got really low there.
He couldn't see, right? Yeah. You know, that's
moving screen.
Yeah, you know, it was a good shot. He was allowed to, San Jose player was allowed to walk in, right? I mean, obviously, it was Flames are killing the penalty there. But that's going to be the knock the whole way through, right? Even if the puck goes over him, he's in the right spot and it would have gone in on Markstrom. People are like, oh, actually 2 or 3 inches would have really helped there, right? You know, it's nothing he can do about it. But yeah, it was tough to see it go in with 8.9 seconds left.
Yeah. Who do you blame? Referees? Yeah. Pospisil? Slovyov for not getting out and making the block. Let's blame somebody.
Yeah, you know what? Well, Pospisil too, he's just one of those guys that plays the game one way, right? Yeah. Like, there is no other way. You're not going to get him to go dancing around the perimeter, even if the game is out of hand or there's nothing to play for. He's just going to play one way. And he's digging at that puck and getting in there. Like, I get it. I think the guys were frustrated that they didn't get it for him, mm-hmm. You know, whoever that was. And I think at the end of the day, too, Wolf being a professional goalie, he's like, well, I should have had that, too. I mean, even though it was a good goal, it's just on him, he's like, I had power over that situation too, right? So I thought the San Jose penalty or a power play there got a few extra, they got some time to snap it around too. They weren't overly pressuring too hard, right? And then for him to be able to skate in and go top cheese.
There was that one-timer that missed the net, and I was like, get out, roll over the stick. And he held it in, and then a couple moments later, it's in the back of your net.
We talked about how quickly that third period went by last night. It's like they were playing runtime.
Yeah, I know.
The referees are like, nope, no icing.
Well, it's like minor hockey when you only have allotted hour and 15 minutes, and then the third period, you got 12 minutes left in the third period, and the referee comes to the bench. Oh, we're going to knock this down to two here, guys. Yeah. Somebody's on the ice next. And we're like, okay, cool. That's exactly what that period felt like. It just flew by. I've been in games like that over my career where the games don't mean squat. And before the game, you're stretching, and the guy's like, hey, like, we really don't want to be here any more than you do, right? Yeah,
nobody. Move that puck, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Move that puck into the corner or something.
We were laughing, and again, it was unfortunate, but the shot Blake Coleman took in the back of his leg from Kadri, and he couldn't even get to the bench. Like, he couldn't even put any weight on his leg. And, like, he must have been so mad at him for that split second.
I'm guaranteed Kadri had no idea either that he hit him. He's just all he's focusing on is get me number 30. 30, and then Coleman catches a rocket, and that at the last game of the year too. So he's got to ice that after the game and hobble around when he's on the beach in 2 weeks. This giant bruise on his leg.
Just got back from an upper body injury that we don't know how severe it is. Like, he might have just been coming back trying to get 30, and then he gets that on the way out too.
I know.
What did you think of Klapka's fight?
He's huge.
Like, well, the guy who fought is 6'2".
I know.
And like a seasoned scrapper well.
You know, guys like that, too, because he is 6'8", you just assume that they need to be tough guys, right? You know, every big guy that I played with that didn't have that demeanor, they always thought, you always see soft. Or, you know, and guarantee, he's trying to make an impression, too, right? He gets a goal last night with that long stick of his that he just kept scooping at the puck until he got it. And then he goes and gets into a fight. So he's obviously was noticed out there, right? It was good on him. I was impressed he dropped the gloves. I don't know enough about him. Does he
apparently
do that often?
In the AHL he does. Does he? It's mostly because he's big. Like, he didn't before he came over.
Yeah.
So he's still kind of trying to find it. But as soon as you're in the AHL and you're over 6'6", everyone wants a piece of you.
Absolutely.
So he's kind of had to do that a lot more last year, I thought, than this year. He's been more of kind of like a skill guy a little bit this year, especially with some of the call-ups. But, yeah, he apparently asked Zadorov to scrap in Vancouver, and he declined because they were going to the playoffs. And he actually asked Smith to fight in warm-up. And then Smith found him later in the game, and they went after.
Oh,
so he was after it. He wanted his first fight done. He wanted it out of the way. He wants it to kind of be what he's known for, I guess.
He's willing, right? And that's see how it goes the rest of his career. But you know, like I said, he gets a goal, gets a fight. I now know how to pronounce his last name.
I think
is nice.
Francis was talking about on the broadcast, not yesterday, but on Tuesday when they played the Canucks, and said he is working here. I don't remember who it was, but he's working here with another gentleman who's come over from Europe and was doing a lot of boxing in the offseason last year. Mm. So it's something that he's definitely trying to at least add to his game. Yep. I think there's a certain realization where, yes, I have some skill for a big guy, but if I actually want to get to the NHL, I'm probably going to have to do the other stuff too.
Well, and on this team all season long, they haven't really been all that team tough either, right? Like, they get pushed around a little bit in scrums after the whistle. So you quite often see guys on the wrong end of the scrum, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to have a guy like Klapka who just Klapka. Yeah, jeez. To have a guy like that maybe can come in and establish himself, whether he's tough or not, whether he can fight or not, kind of the time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
But to have somebody that can come in, contribute, you know, score a few goals, make a few hits, bang a few bodies, and guys are aware of him on the ice, that might help. There's a position for that on the Flames right now. There really is, especially in the top four, right? I mean, you're looking at guys who would mix it up a little bit. I mean, I've been impressed with Pahal over the season since he's been here, right? Gilbert's another, you know, customer that's not overly big, but a gritty player, right? So a little bit of sandpaper from a monster at a mutant? Is that?
Yeah.
So Uyghur called him, yeah.
Did you hear the Uyghur clip?
Yeah, I did. The mutant. I thought that was impressive, you know? Just, hey, he's out there. He's getting himself noticed. And in a season, you know, where they're not in the playoffs, young guys like that are trying to make names for themselves.
The big mutant Klapka.
The clip itself is just like gold.
He was talking about him spitting in his face, too.
I think the most special part was the big mutant Klapka getting that goal and giving me a big hug, and he's looking down at me, and I scored in the NHL, and he's spitting on my face. And he's spitting on my face. I just scored in the NHL, and I'm like, right, son. So, you know, it's little things like that that are special, and you don't forget those.
That's awesome. You know, and he said, too, I scored in the NHL. Like, how cool is that? Gives you goosebumps. That's a big deal.
Did you like the intermission interview that he did with Ryan Leslie?
Honestly, Ryan, you need a stepladder.
Yes. I don't have my milk crate, so ignore the height difference. But here's Adam Klapka. And, Adam, here is the puck, your very first NHL goal. How does that one feel?
you know, it feels amazing, you know, when you remind all the way what you, how I get here. So it's mean a lot for me. I appreciate that I scored at home in Calgary.
I bet. And everybody's talking about all these great milestones, and everybody should have had you on their card to have you get your first. That's fantastic. Maybe take me through the goal. You had a couple of whacks at it, and you made the last one count.
Yeah, I mean, I just tried to keep the puck in the zone, you know, just with my one hand. So, and after I saw the puck was on the open area, so I just tried to, like, spin it and shoot it, and didn't work. And I just find it again and just shoot on the net, and it went in. That was a really good screen by the Rundok and the Scorchy, so I really appreciate it.
Well, that's where the Scorchy came from.
Yeah.
That's exactly
score
what it sounds.
Score sheet.
They call him Score Sheet. All you could see is Leslie's arm and Claxton's face in the TV, right, while he was interviewing him because he was so tall. Right?
So I had an instance when I was an intern covering the Raptors, and Brian Colangelo was the president at the time. He's like a tall dude. He's like 6'6", 6'7". So I had to sneak under the scrum, so I had to put my arm in the air for like 15 minutes. Oh. I'm like, come on, shut up, Colangelo. Then my arm started to shake a little bit, then I had to hold my arm, hold a pen in the air for 15 minutes. Tell me if your arm doesn't start to shake.
It's awful.
I'm like, I can't show weakness. I can't have this thing shaking.
I will not be broken.
I will not be broken
with this. It's like a blood sport, you know, when you have to go through all the testing of martial arts and standing there.
That's right.
It's a big deal.
Well, you got to get ready for the kumite.
You got to get ready for the kumite.
Damn right.
Yeah.
We haven't read your sponsor in a while.
Yeah, let's do that, hey?
Yeah, before we do the Speargrass Golf Show, because I want to give all Kind Door Services their due.
The Rickster.
Yeah.
Brent Cron is brought to you by All Kind Door Services Limited, your go-to service company for the last 35 years.
He was waiting for it. There
offering
was a big pregnant
24-hour emergency service for all your door repairs, anything that swings, slides, or rolls, call 403-266-1411.
Great job. So you'll be joining us now every Friday, I think?
Yes.
Is that the deal?
That's the rub. Every Friday from 8 to 9.
Who's going to win?
Win what?
The Stanley Cup.
Dallas.
That's my pick, too. It's my pick, too.
You want a hot take? Stanley Cup playoffs hot take?
Yeah.
At least half of the Canadian teams will be eliminated in the first round.
I don't think that's a hot of a take.
I don't think there's any faith. You know, I think out of all of them, I think...
You want a hot take? None of them will make it to the conference finals.
Well, I stand by that one with Winnipeg and Vancouver. I already said that months ago. That none of them will get to the conference final.
What? Hey. Vancouver and Edmonton, though, they could possibly meet in the second round. You'd have a Canadian team in the conference.
You're right.
Final.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Except the Oilers are going to lose to the Kings. So
that won't be it.
I don't know if Vancouver's going to make it out of the first round.
I think Nashville's going to give them.
Vegas, hard place to play.
Nashville's going to give them every fight they
you
can.
You know what? That's a great barn to watch a game in. Great barn. A lot of atmosphere. Live music's great.
They got
have
the
all
chance.
These chants. They have all these funny chants that they like to do during the game. It's a good place to watch a game.
It's all your fault. It's all your fault.
And again, like, that travels murder from across
the
continent.
Worst. It's the worst.
Yeah.
There's nothing close to it.
No.
Dallas, Vegas, not bad.
So Dallas is playing who in the Stanley Cup final?
I'm going to say Carolina.
Oh, I love it.
Wow.
That was my preseason pick.
It's going to be Carolina or the Rangers, whoever comes out of the Metro.
You think the Rangers, eh?
I think that the Atlantic teams are going to beat themselves up, and then when they finally get to the conference final, either the Hurricanes or the Rangers are going to waltz over them.
You don't think the Capitals are going to give the Rangers a go?
I think they're going to get slaughtered.
Okay.
Smoke.
You never know. We thought that about the Columbus Blue Jackets in 2019. They're going to lose in three games to the record-setting Tampa Bay Lightning, and then Tampa got swept in four straight. You just never know what can happen in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
It's a fact. You never
That's
know.
That's what makes it so fun and so interesting and the best time. You going to hang out for Lock of the Day and Plays of the Week?
Darn
Do you
right
have a Speargrass Golf question?
No.
Okay. You're just going to chill out for the next, like, 5 minutes?
Yeah, I think so.
Love it.
All right.
Kick your feet up. Grab a cup of coffee, bud.
Let's do that Speargrass Golf Show, brought to you by Speargrass Golf Course, Calgary's most friendly and relaxed golf experience, just 30 kilometers southeast of the city, now open. Book tee times at speargrass.ca.
They are open.
Yep.
They are open despite the snow this week. They are open.
Just wear your sweater.
Pullover.
Yeah, a
quarter zip.
Yeah. Joining us online, Brendan Staswich, Managing Director in Digital Content and Communications with PGA of Canada, joining us here on the Speargrass Golf Show. Brendan, thanks for doing this. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing fantastic. Fantastic. Golf season is upon us. Obviously, Masters last week was a great watch, and I'm sure everyone's excited to get the sticks out again for this year.
Being a guy from PGA of Canada, how absurd is it when Scotty Scheffler looks like he's falling backwards when he hits his driver and he's the best player on the planet?
I don't think that's what our teaching pros would recommend for the kids. But, you know, it works for him very well.
And, yeah.
You know, just 11 more years at number one, and he can take Tiger's spot.
There you go. Yeah, like if your buddy was doing that with off the driver, be like, stop doing that. That's not good for your swing.
I wonder how many people are trying to do that on the range this week.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I just have to get more movement in my feet.
You guys got a great...
After Matt Wolf won that event,
yeah,
a few years ago, everyone on the range was trying the Matt Wolf swing, so I'm sure we're not far away from the Scotty shot.
What the hell happened to Matt Wolf?
Live?
Live happened, I guess.
Yeah. Exhibition golf happened.
Yeah, that guy's falling off the face of the earth.
Yep.
You got a great thing coming up at Sirocco Golf Club on May 9th. It's the RBC PGA Scramble Community Golf Event. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so the Scramble is kind of a nationwide golf tournament that's really grown the past few years, and you know, kind of the carrot at the end, the winning team that goes through there. Potentially the top two teams, depending on how many teams enter, go to the regional final, which is at Stewart Creek this year. And that winning team goes to Cabot Cape Breton for the national final, which is quite the epic trip. You have Bob Weeks there announcing your name. And obviously, if anyone's heard of or been to Cabot, it's a pretty special place that, you know, a lot of people wouldn't be able to make it out that way otherwise. So it's a fun event. Like there's gross and net qualifying spots. You can join with your friends. There's some handicap rules. So your team has to fit within, you know, a set boundary. I believe it's between like 13 and 56, and handicap rules for the net spots are pretty fair, and you play with whoever you want, whether it be, you know, women, men, family, friends. So it's always a great event, and it's always pretty special to see some of the stories that come out of some of these events. And Sirocco is I think a great course for a scramble, because you know, on that 11th tee you can all bust a driver and not have to worry too much about, you know, taking a six.
So entering its ninth year, can you tell us about anybody who's won this event in Calgary and been able to kind of move on and kind of get to the end?
Actually, plenty. Last year, the team from Sirocco, Greg Gibson's team, I don't know if you know Gibber, but he's a great guy. They qualified and then went to Mickelson and made birdie on every single hole. Maybe might have threw a couple eagles in there. They qualified.
That's insane.
That team was over the moon about it. So, yeah, it's pretty good round at Mickelson, but
I think you glossed over that a little. They birdied every hole at Mickelson, even in a scramble,
and mixed in a couple eagles.
Yeah, mixed it. I think it was like 57 or 56 or something. It was pretty crazy round for them. We were live scoring, and I was looking at the scoreboard, and I was like, these guys are on a tear. I think they needed the birdie. They started on 18th. They went to the one of Mickelson, needing to make a birdie, and I think one of the guys drove the green. Made it easy on themselves.
At what point are you like, let's maybe get another scorer out there? No?
Yeah, I mean, when you're going that well, I mean, they're probably, I mean, you have to know, right? You have to know that you're birdieing every hole. Like, you're on 59 watch, and I know it's a scramble, but that was pretty special for them. But, you know, Calgary's always shown the program so much love, too. I think there's like 30 qualifiers across Alberta registered right now. So if for some reason you can't make that event at Sirocco, but there's plenty more on rbcpgascramble.com close by.
Brendan, obviously, when it comes to Scramble, people just want to make sure it's on the up and up. How are you guys verifying handicaps and such like and stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, we've partnered with Golf Canada. So we put every team through a pretty rigorous review process, and we're kind of looking for shady stuff for sure. There was definitely some teams DQ'd last year because right before the qualifier, they just happened to enter, you know, 15 different scores that seemed a bit iffy. So we're always watching for things like that. And obviously with team handicaps needing to fall between a certain, you know, number, we found that the past few years we've definitely increased the integrity through those steps. And I know the partnership with Golf Canada has gone a long way with that, too, since we get some of their handicap data.
How has the success of golf in Alberta kind of changed this tournament and helped it grow? How much growth have you seen in the last few years? It's the ninth year of the tournament, but obviously golf has seen a little bit of a seismic shift since the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think we were over 12,000 players last year, which was a new record. And I don't think we cracked 8,000 or 9,000 before the pandemic. So that's been pretty crazy. And I mean, I grew up in Alberta, proud Mount Royal University alum.
Letterbuck. So go Cougars. Go Cougars. Alberta. Yep.
Go Cougars. Yeah, that women's championship last year was pretty crazy. That's quite the accolade for them and all the staff there at Mount Royal. But, you know, growing up in Calgary, like, I don't know. I don't think there's another city like Calgary that has quite that, you know, golf bug. It's like you go to the Golf Canada Center, what used to be called the RCGA Center. It could be minus 20 outside and people are out there like hitting the stones. You know, like it's crazy.
Brendan, before we got to let you go, is there anything we missed that you want to touch on? Where can people register for this event? Tell our listeners.
Yeah, you know, head to rbcpgascramble.com. Register for any of the local qualifiers that are near you. We have some great partners this year, too, with Adidas and Michelob Ultra. That'll make sure that if you do make it to that regional final stage that you're well taken care of. And we hope to see you out there. It's meant to be a fun event. You know, obviously a trip to Cabot is quite the prize, but it's just meant to be a nice, fun day, as scrambles are, and we hope to see you there this summer.
All right, terrific stuff. Brendan Staswich, Managing Director of Digital Content and Communications with PGA of Canada. Brendan, great stuff. Thanks for this.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Go play him next year.
All right. There you go. That's the Speargrass Golf Show, brought to you by Speargrass Golf Course, Calgary's most friendly and relaxed golf experience, just 30 kilometers southeast of the city. Now open. Book tee times at speargrass.ca. That's speargrass.ca.
Let me just see what we got for tee times today here. I'm sure we've got plenty.
Oh, yeah. It's chilly, plenty, but it's sunny, so that's good. We got two things to do. Lock of the day, plays of the week. Let's get to our lock of the day, brought to you by Metal Supermarkets Calgary, offering a large variety of metal types and shapes, cut to any size and ready fast. Metal Supermarkets Calgary, the convenience store for metal, located on 50th Avenue Southeast. Nailed my yesterday.
Mm. Yeah, you did.
We're going to go to the Bundesliga today.
Eintracht
Frankfurt hosting Augsburg.
Okay.
I'm going to take Frankfurt, who's trying to vie for a European spot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take them at home to beat Augsburg today. Lock it in.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that.
Matty, where are we going?
I want to take the LA Kings on the money line in game one, but they play on Monday. How we feel about that?
No.
No?
No. You can be Monday lock of the day.
Aw, I got buzzed. All right, I'm going to do a parlay then. From the Metropolitan Division, I'll take both the heavyweights. I'll slap them together. The Carolina Hurricanes on the money line and the Rangers on the money line.
We're going to go to the Diamond. Cubs taking on the Miami Marlins later on this afternoon. I like the Cubs to cover the 1.5 and the total runs to be under 9.5.
Going to go to the NBA here. Playing games continue here out west. No Zion Williamson for the New Orleans Pelicans. I like the Sacramento Kings on the money line to advance.
Since I don't have the Calgary Canucks to bet on today,
not anymore.
Since they won the AJHL.
Centennial Cup, those coming.
I know. I'm looking forward to betting on those games.
Jeez.
I'm choosing the Nashville Predators on the money line. Plus, what is it, Rosie?
120.
120 something?
Two.
Yeah.
Sunday night.
Lock it in.
Love it.
GVP?
He already said it.
Sorry. All right. That's our lock of the day. Brought to you by Metal Supermarkets Calgary, offering a large variety of metal types and shapes, cuts any size and ready fast. Metal Supermarkets Calgary, the convenience store for metal, located on 50th Avenue Southeast. Real quick, what do you got coming up on Mucho Big Show we're doing locker cleanout day?
Yeah, we're going down to the Scotiabank Saddle Dome to hear from the players.
So okay, cool.
They're gonna be all talking.
All right, Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, if you missed a roast of me at 8 o'clock, check it out on the podcast. Lots of good stuff. We'll be back Monday. Have a terrific weekend. Enjoy the Stanley Cup playoffs. Lots to discuss on Monday, and hopefully Coach Ryan Huska next week, hopefully, in studio. Mm. That should be a lot of fun. That's it for us. Enjoy Plays of the Week. Bye.
Bye.
This is the best of the worst of the Big Show with Russick and Rose.
You can't go.
I'll
like,
just
oh,
take
I want four
24 ounces.
Yeah.
So I just crushed 48 ounces of beer. I'm feeling pretty good.
You don't know where I felt like I could get a little drink around. Right?
Here, do you, bud?
69, 69, 69, 69, 69, 69. Or if you get 69, it feels pretty good on the whole.
Hey, yo!
That's tough.
Excuse me?
Get back here.
They had to lock me in there so I would do something.
Well, I want to go over lunch. No, no, no.
Put your
sweat jacket on and get on the bike. Tubby, let's go.
It's funny because he's fat.
We're not comedians, for Christ's sake. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say it that way.
Poop out of your mouth.
God's sake. Not even. Don't even mention that.
Would you mind sharing the worst injury that you played through to get to 82?
Well, just broken stuff. I think that would probably be...
Is that it, Corey?
Just broken
my
stuff.
My worst.
Yeah.
No, never know.
No, never know.
A Tortorella comes running down to my hand and just goes up one side and down the other of me. I didn't even want to be playing that night, and he looks at me and he's like, "What the hell are you doing?" I look at him and I'm like, "My toe, Torts, my toe." And he's like, yeah, okay, yeah. That's fine. You're fine. Okay, I forgot. Actually, at the start of the year, I'm like, This kid's terrible.
The big guy!
Jesper Stubbs.
No, Jesper. Nope, just throw to break.
Crikey, another paw. Jesper Stubbs.
The Big Show with George Russick and Matty Rose. Weekdays when you wake up.